Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Rika. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was just online trying to order that bottle.
Ma'am?
The keto?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going on.
Let me make sure you didn't kind of. Can you provide your zip code for me?
72450.
And your first and last name?
Kenny Conger.
Okay. I do see a charge here. Can you provide the shipping address for me?
806 West Main Street, Paragould, Arkansas, 72450.
Okay. The charge was here is for the keto product. It was a decline on that product. What happened was your bank kind of declined the charge due to suspicious to the bank, and they'll decline. All you have to do is just call your bank and verify that you did make that purchase for that account, for that amount.
Well, they sent me an email, and they told me to try it again. This is not on my bank account. This is on my credit card.
I'm just saying your bank probably declined it. That's what happened. If it's anything with a soft decline, your bank declined it. And that's why the charge didn't go through. Even if you have funds on your card, the bank going to still decline it to make sure that you did make that purchase.
Well, they sent me a message, and I said, yes, I was trying to make the purchase. And they told me to try it again.
Because it's still saying decline. So,
well, that's on it's on my Capital One credit card. Not on my bank account.
Okay, so I can get the call transferred over to a supervisor because we don't handle with putting your card information in. So if you do mind, let me transfer you to the supervisor.
Okay, thank you.
Put the card information in for you.
All right, thank you.
Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second.
All right, thank you.
All right, Ms. Penn, I'm getting accounts transferred over now. Please hold for a brief silence.
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem. Thank you.